experience.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
And Jarmin Leitner. Good morning, Jacksonville. Welcome to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I am your co-host, Jarmin Leitner, with First Thursday Jacksonville and Harvest Intervention Services in the studio this morning. And joining me on the line are my co-hosts who are traveling this weekend, Larry Williams. Not sure where Larry is, and Dr. Danford, I think for a little bit further south. So good morning, guys.
Hey, morning. Good morning. Happy Saturday. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. All that good stuff. It's a great day. I'm in Seattle getting ready to celebrate Christmas with my family. And, you know, it's the holidays. And I hope that everyone is into the holiday spirit by now. You know, that's most people like myself. You know, we don't take many holidays, but Christmas we will take off and enjoy spending with our family. I want to wish everyone, all our listeners, you know, who faithfully join us every Saturday morning, you know, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, however you celebrate. I celebrate Merry Christmas. So
yes,
if I fall into that this during the course of this show, that's exactly what I mean. And so Merry Christmas. Jarmin and Doc, there's a lot going on, as you all know, in addition to you know, we were going to have just a Christmas show, play some music, and just talk about Christmas and what it means. But, you know, yesterday, the president and Congress couldn't agree on a budget. So the nation is in a partial federal shutdown. And that means that there are certain cabinet-level deals that will be closed down. I know that the Homeland Security and other cabinet level deal roughly 420,000 workers were deemed essential, so they'll continue to work, but they'll be unpaid until the budget situation is solved. And 380,000 will be furloughed, meaning they'll stay home without pay. So that's interesting in and of itself.
And that just happened last night? All of that just happened?
This happened last night and late yesterday, because they had to make preparations. I'm sure they had a plan in place for this partial shutdown. But this is all ridiculous anyways. I mean, you know, the president is trying to build a wall on the back of federal workers. And I don't care what anybody says. That's just ridiculous. You know, he promised that when he was running for election that he would get the money from Mexico. And now, you know, the Congress saying, hey, look, we don't have that. We're already far into debt and it's increased even more. But now you want us to add an additional $5 billion to start working on a wall. It's going to take $20 billion more to build that wall. Why start it? You know, it's ridiculous. And I think that the president is way out of line on this, and we need to get this resolved, hopefully, before the end of the year.
Okay, so
anyways, I had to get that rant off.
Yes, you got that rant off your chest. So basically, the government is partially shut down because there's a disagreement between what the president is asking for and what the government is going to approve.
Correct. Okay. And the president already agreed not to do the shutdown. And then I guess he started reading his own press clips and clip notes and decided, well, I don't want to look like a small guy that I'm caving in. So, you know, I'm going to not sign this deal. And now he's trying to blame it on the other part of the Democrats as usual. Just a week ago, guys, he was talking about the same deal. If it comes to a shutdown, I'm going to take the blame for it because it's my shutdown. Now all of a sudden it's the Democrats' shutdown. And this guy needs to get a real life.
Okay, so if they don't come to an agreement, then what's the next step in the process?
Well, they continue with the government continues partially shut down. Those workers stay home. The essential services are still operating as usual, but these employees won't be getting paychecks until this is resolved. It'll get resolved in January when the new Congress House of Representatives takes over and forces his hand because they can override that veto.
Okay. So in the new year, that situation will be resolved.
Yeah, well, tell Larry before the new year.
Okay. Dr. Danford?
Yes, good morning to our listeners. Merry Christmas. Let me say I'm down in West Palm Beach here. Ask Larry if he needs me to go over to the beach and talk to the president about getting this thing resolved.
You're going to go over to his hotel?
Is he down here in Washington?
Hey, Doc, what? Save me that plane flight, man. Please go over there and take care of that business.
Who knows where he is,
Dr. Dan? For him to be out on the golf course, so I doubt if you can get through that security.
Wow.
Well,
he's wielding a lot of power. I mean, no one can seem to do anything about what he's doing.
it's going to get resolved, Doc. The one thing about it is that it's still a democratic society, and even though he's holding the cards right now, he won't hold those cards come January.
Okay, well, this is our Christmas and holiday show, so just wanted to extend the lines to all of our listeners that can call in and give Christmas greetings and shout-outs to family and friends at 296-2251. That's 296-2251. Hopefully, mostly everybody has gotten all of their hustle and bustle of shopping done. We only have a few more days before Christmas.
I haven't even started.
Are you kidding? I'm a last-minute shopper.
Oh, you're a last-minute shopper?
Yeah, I'm awake.
It wasn't intentional this time, but it worked out that way. But usually I am. I usually do my stuff on the 24th, and, you know, some buddies of mine, we get together, and, you know, we used to hit the bars and things and as we shopped along the way. But now, I have to rein myself in and do moderation.
Yes, remember, moderation this season. We definitely talked about that during Thanksgiving because November was Diabetes Awareness Month, but we still need to be mindful of our diets and our intake and just operate in moderation with the foods that we're eating. Stay healthy.
Hey, do we have time for the homicide tracker?
Okay.
Don't we have enough homicide stuff going on?
No, this is, I mean, come on now, we're at 100 homicides for this year, and this year isn't over.
100,
that's 30 less than last year.
No, we have probably that many that have not been categorized as a homicide. They're waiting to figure out.
We can't categorize them until they categorize.
Right, but they're dead.
So we're at okay. So we're at 100 homicides.
They haven't been determined homicides yet.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So
we're at 100 homicides.
Right. So Doc, where are we headed? Are we
any this month?
Well, from all of the news, the folk talking on radio shows, etc. Of course, they always. You know, there's always blame from the of the previous administration. Who is accepting responsibility for us not being able to reduce the homicides in Jacksonville. I mean, they're saying that the mayor is the mayor and the sheriff is the sheriff. So is it the sheriff's responsibility or is it the mayor's responsibility or maybe both?
That's a good question.
I take it a step farther. It's both. Let's
both.
Be clear about that. It's both. And that leadership and for me, my perspective from both has been lacking, especially, you know, when it comes to urban communities and reducing crime in urban communities, the black community especially. You know, we haven't seen, in my opinion, we haven't seen good leadership. And then the third part of it is the community. It's us. You know, we need to take control of our own situations and not allow it to, you know, the mayor or the JSO Sheriff Williams to have that power over us. We need to have start self-policing our own communities if that's what is necessary to reduce crime in our areas.
And again, continue just implementation of, you know, preventative programs that lead to positive outcomes in those communities.
I haven't seen any programs that preventive programs that can be extended. So
that's something that needs to be worked on. Well, again, this is our Christmas holiday show, and Christmas is a great opportunity to tell of the extreme love of God through the birth of his son, Jesus Christ, who was sent to die for our sins to give us access to the gifts of unconditional love and eternal life. So you just have to receive Jesus. He is the greatest love of all. And we're going to take a break. So listen to the words of this song, Noel. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9.
Love incarnate, love divine. Star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No.
All right. Welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. And we thank God for Jesus and his love that is everlasting. And this is our Christmas holiday show. So Merry Christmas to everyone. And if you would like to call in and give a Christmas greeting or shout out to your loved ones, you can call in at 296-2251, 296-2251. All right, Larry. So you guys said that your Christmas shopping isn't done. Hopefully you're getting some good things for your wife and your grandkids and Doc, your wife and children. Y'all got quiet. Wow. They're listening.
I'm sorry. I thought Doc was going to jump in on that one. That's why I was trying to, you know, that's
just. No, I don't have any grandchildren.
I said children for you. I said children.
See, he wasn't listening. Like,
you mean young adults?
There'll always be your children, though. Young adults, old adults, they're still your children. They want something from you. Give them some money, Doc.
Yeah. I know that I'm experiencing that right now, you know, with our kids. They're you don't hear from them until they want something, but that's all right. That's all good. At least we hear from them.
Oh, Larry's on the roll this morning, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Boy, the president got him upset. Yeah, shoot. You know, I got a lot of friends that are not getting paid. They owe me some money.
Well, speaking of that, this, you know, even as small businesses, you know, around the holiday season, we know that, you know, people, you know, tend to overspend because, you know, they just, you know, want so much. And as small business owners, you know, we cannot overspend and then not pay our employees because, you know, we're putting that money in our pockets and giving gifts. So we just have to remember to prioritize and stay on track with that.
That's no way to run a business.
Targeted message there, John, but that's okay. Yeah,
what'd you say, Doc? That's not a way to run your business?
No.
No, it's not, but it happens. So,
Yes, it does. And on the flip side of that, though, if we are out there maxing out our credit cards, let's do it with some black-owned businesses. If you're going to max it out, shop with some black folks.
And the small businesses? Just the minority owned black owned businesses.
And they can shop wherever they want, but you know, just for at least sometimes spend some money in your own community.
Yeah, so we actually have gotten some, you know, couple items for our kids. We don't really, you know, celebrate a whole lot of buying gifts for them because we definitely focus on the love of Christ and the birth of Jesus. So their toys will be limited, but we also focus on the educational portion, you know, not just toys that just are for fun, but things that also can facilitate some learning for them. So just want to encourage mm-hmm. listeners, you know, when you're shopping for some toys, think about, you know, where your child is developmentally this season and get something that's going to help them to grow.
Yeah, and then get some toys.
Well, it can be a toy that's a learning toy. It's a dual deal. It can be fun and learning at the same time. They have lots of those.
John, you taking the fun out of Christmas.
That I am.
They have their toys. They can get that those other learning things at another time. Get them toys for them kids to have a good Christmas.
Well, John, what is Christmas anyway?
Christmas is about the birth of Christ, you know, the love of God through the birth of Jesus Christ, who was sent to die for our sins so that we could have everlasting life and eternal love. And it's such a sweet relationship with Jesus, and he's the only way to God our Father. So Christmas is about the birth of Jesus.
No.
So how did we get to the point where it's about just buying presents and gifts and toys? And
I don't have the answer to that one. I don't know how we got to that point.
How it became so commercial.
What did I say? I can't hear.
How do we get to the point of where, you know, about, you know, buying gifts and
I'm glad you asked that question,
very selfish and thinking about ourselves and what we want and being upset if we can't have it.
Well, it's all about the commercialization of Christmas. You know, sometime ago, we just businesses decided that they could make a buck off of Christmas and off the birth of Christ. And just like everything else we do with special sales and things,
it became a commercialization of Christmas and not the celebration of Christmas and what it really means and should mean to people around the world, not just here but around the country. Right now, that commercialization has led us to, as Jarman mentioned earlier, over expenditures in our credit cards. If you have to charge something, a gift or whatever it is for Christmas, then leave it on the shelf. I'm sure you can do without it. It doesn't make sense to be next November. You're just paying off just December. So moderation, everybody. Moderation in your shopping. Buy what you can afford. Leave the rest there. Trust me. On December 26th, whoever got that gift isn't going to appreciate it anyway. I'm sorry.
And it's a celebration of Christ's birth. So if you want to, bring gifts, you can, go to your church or if you don't have a church home, find a local church to give a gift, unto the Lord. It could be, monetary, or you can donate something to a church. But it's about what's coming from your heart. And
if you personal. Don't have a church and don't feel comfortable going to a church, there's a lot of homeless people right down there downtown.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Who can be fed or given donations for them to get food, clothing, so you can take care of someone in need. And that's a gift unto God.
Yes, I'm all for that. But when they feed all of the homeless people downtown, what are they doing with the trash? Because they just throw the trash is all over. I mean, maybe January 1st we should say maybe one of our New Year's resolutions will be to keep our city, make our city clean. Wouldn't that be great to be the cleanest city in the United States? What you think about that, Larry?
When I think about that, the comeback on that, Doc, as far as poor people and homeless people, the last thing I'm thinking about is cleaning up trash. I'm trying to find the next meal.
Okay, well, I think Doc is meaning some not the homeless people cleaning up the trash, but maybe someone else designated to do that or to stay on top of it.
We had that established in the city. They just don't ever come and clean up the areas where we are.
Well, Dr. Danford, what can we do about that?
Well, is that the city's responsibility, or should we volunteer? Right. Should we volunteer to do that? I mean, again, it goes.
Well, it's probably
a combination
of both. Yeah. It's probably a combination of both, Doc. If we really want it cleaned up and it's not being done at the pace that we want it to, let's establish some volunteer committees and get it done. Or put some pressure on the mayor's office and have them come into those areas where they're not cleaning up. I mean, there's always alternatives to getting things done. It's just a matter of who's going to put the elbow grease in it.
Yes, I wanted to just mention also, in this season, I know people are doing a lot of shopping, and there is an FDA warning out against the use of teething jewelry for babies. There's a new type of teething bracelet and teething necklace. It's really cute, but it's a choking hazard and strangulation hazard. So the teething items, they're recommending keep it simple. Just wet a cloth, put it in the freezer for a little while, and use that to soothe the child's gums, or just a regular teething ring that can be placed in the freezer. But not this fancy jewelry that they have out here now. It's what they call. It's a danger.
Wow. A gold plated?
No, it's not gold plated. It's not real jewelry. It's it's colorful. It's kid friendly. It's like beads and no, it's not made of gold, but it still is it's a choking and strangulation hazard, though. So
if it was made out of gold, we wouldn't have to worry about them swallowing their parents. I'm just kidding, never mind.
Oh my goodness! So just be careful about some of the items out here that we get for especially our babies, our young ones, 3 and under. It looks really nice, but it may not be the safest.
Well, why if they know that's a safety hazard, why in the heck do they allow them to put it on the shelves to start?
Well, you know the answer to that. It's about money.
I know that's a rhetorical question, but, you know, I mean, I'm serious. You know, we allow so many poor judgments to be made when it comes to our children, you know, and especially our babies. You know, why in the world that even those things could be placed on the market and out there to be purchased, and then at the consumer end, they are actually buying this crap?
Well, it looks cute. It looks cute. It looks like it works, but it doesn't.
Well, once it's
been tried out.
I have a question. Question is, are gun sales up during Christmas?
I don't have the answer to that. I don't know. Larry?
And look, I don't know. Right now, they probably are up because we're trying to get a wall built, but that's a whole other subject.
Okay, so on that note, we are going to take another music break. This is our Christmas and holiday show. If you want to call in and give a Christmas greeting or shout out to your loved one, it's 296-2251. And we are going to hear Silent Night by The Temptations. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9.
Staring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free. For all of my friends, would you listen to me? What I say, we wish you a
Merry Christmas
to
all of you.
One of you.
Silent night, holy night.
right. Welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I am your co-host, Jarmin Leitner, in the studio. And joining me are Larry Williams and Dr. Danforth. They're joining on the line this morning. And again, this is our Christmas holiday show. We're wishing everybody Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and encouraging our listeners to call in to give Christmas greetings to their loved ones at 296-2251. That's 296-2251. And we do have a caller on the line right now. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great, and you?
I'm doing well. So
good morning. Good morning. Thank you for calling and on the program. And are you a regular listener to the show?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
All right. So Merry give your yes. Christmas shout out.
I'd like to give a Merry Christmas to my husband, Ronald Oliver. Let him know Merry Christmas, and I love him.
All right. Well, thank you so
all
much
right.
again. You have a wonderful Christmas and blessed holiday.
You as well.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Well, and our listeners out there, you can do just like Elizabeth, you know, call in, and she called in, wished her husband a Merry Christmas, and that's an awesome thing. We don't, I mean, you know, this is the, as we've been talking about the season and why we're celebrating Christmas and the birth of Jesus. And so if, you know, got some love in your heart, just give us some love, you know, call in and say Merry Christmas to us. We'd love to hear from you. 296-2251, 296-2251. Merry Christmas, Dr. Jarmin and Steve.
Yes, Merry Christmas, hey. Larry. Doc, you say you wanted to give a shout out?
Well, number one, I want to give a shout out to all the lonely people out there that don't have anyone.
So they think they don't.
What do the lonely do at Christmas?
What do the lonely do at Christmas?
So what you want to tell them, Dr. Danforth? Because there are some people out there who are alone and who do feel lonely, especially during this time of year.
Well, I want to say I wish them the very best. Hang in there and just remember that the Lord is in charge, and we keep doing the right things. Good things will happen.
Amen. All right.
And you know, if I haven't been lonely for Christmas in a long time, but if I were, I think I would be making some plans not to be lonely next Christmas. But okay. You know, again,
oh, goodness.
You know, our listeners.
Well, lonely doesn't mean, okay, you can be in a crowd of people and still be lonely. So, you know,
right.
They're going.
You could
be in the same house.
You're right.
And alone.
Yes. We're referring to alone.
Alone. Okay. You're speaking of just by yourself. Okay.
Right.
Alone.
Yeah. And that's not healthy, you know, being by yourself all the time.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You know, you can't grow by being by yourself. You know, other people help to, you know, encourage us and sharpen us, and so we need each other. So definitely.
Yeah. So, Jarmin, Christmas is on a Tuesday. Do you go to church on Christmas, on Christmas Eve? What do you do?
this year we're not sure if we're gonna be here. So I may be traveling.
Oh, okay.
So, not sure this year. It changes from year to year. So I don't know. This is definitely going to be the first year that I'm celebrating Christmas without my mother. She passed away back in March. But glory to God, you know, no feelings of depression or sadness or loneliness because of that. And I know that she's resting in peace. So I'm going to continue to move on and celebrate life that is here right before me.
Absolutely, gentlemen. Amen to that.
Amen.
You know, so often, you know, we get and I have some relatives that are the same way. They've been grieving the loss of their mother. You know, now it's going on the third year, and you know, I'm not trying to be crass or anything, but you know, come on. I mean, you know, let's celebrate the living, and you know, it's a time for celebration. You know, celebrate the life and birth of Jesus. And
yes.
At the same time, you know, the folks that are here with us, let's always keep a place for them in our heart. But let's not let that depress us.
Yes, absolutely. And we have a caller on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Larry, Dr. Danforth, and my lovely wife?
Good morning.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Hey.
Thank you so
How's
much for calling in.
this sounds like somebody I know from the past that he hasn't called in a long time. I know he's a regular listener.
Yes, sir.
Merry
Christmas.
This is. Ray, how you doing?
Merry Christmas. I'm doing well, doing well. I just wanted to call in. I couldn't resist this opportunity to rededicate my love to my wife, my children.
Oh, wow.
I want to thank God for Jesus, my Lord and Savior, for the last 9 years with my wife. I appreciate everything that we've been through, the wonderful saint she is, for my two beautiful children. And I just hope, no doubt, Harvest Intervention, Larry and Dr. Daff, for these opportunities you've given us. Lord has been good to us, and we are just thankful for everything that we've received this year, being here in Jacksonville and Duval County, and we just thank
you.
Wow,
Santa Claus has been good to you.
No Santa Claus, no.
Wow.
No Santa Claus. We don't teach Santa Claus in our house, so.
hey, well, some kind of Claus, Mrs. Claus or something.
It's that one on the one on the other end right there, just making them announcements on across the world. She's the one that just brings the joy to my world.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, we all have a lot to be thankful for.
Yes,
sir. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
There's no better way to say I love you than on the air.
All right. Well, Dr.
Dan, thank you, Ray, for calling in and giving a shout out. That was really a beautiful testimony there. And you know, if you're listening, you want to shout out to your wife or spouse, you know, it's 296-2251. You know, again, it's our Empowerment Hour, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays program, and you know, we're trying to keep everything on a light feel this morning and just celebrate. You know, we have a lot to be thankful for over this year. I'm thankful for Dr. Danford and Jarman and Steve for, you know, each Saturday morning that we're able to host a radio show that you know, many other people would love to do. And but the commitment, the continuity, and the ability to make this happen every Saturday. My hat is off to you guys, and kudos and thank you for, you know, another year of successful programming.
Yes, yes, and I thank God for our team. Yeah, definitely, we have grown over the year, and we're getting better and better. So I'm definitely thankful for this opportunity. Larry and Doc, we have another caller on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I would like to thank God for allowing his son Jesus to come for this moment. And I just thank y'all for mentioning the homeless, because I once was homeless. And now I'm able to give back. I don't have the money to give back, but God gave me life, health, and strength while I stand in line. And whatever I receive, I give it back to the homeless.
All right. Well,
wow,
thank you so much.
That's
thank
so
God
wonderful.
For you guys.
Thank you for caring. Thank you for giving, and thank you for listening. When we have an opportunity to give, and we don't always need to give with financially. You know, sometimes it's better to give our volunteerism and help and assistance and mentoring or just helping someone, you know, have a better day, a better hour. You know, whatever you can do, don't place a money value, monetary value on things all the time. You know, sometimes, you know, I appreciate more a thought or a gift from the heart than, you know, a monetary appeasement for, you know, a short length of time.
Absolutely. So thank you for calling in, and you have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Y'all be blessed.
You too.
Yeah, you be blessed too. And our other listeners out there, all two of y'all, you know, to call in and say Merry Christmas to the audience and to us. I mean, we love you guys, and we really appreciate y'all listening every Saturday morning and being faithful, even if you're not calling in. We know that you're there, give us a holler. We want to hear from you. And if not, we're going to wish you a Merry Christmas and, hopefully a better 2019.
Yes, and just remember that number is 296-2251 if you want to call in to give a Christmas greeting. And we are coming up on our last segment of the show, our Entrepreneur Corner. If you're a small business owner and you want to let us know about those last-minute Christmas sales and deals on your products or services, give a call at 296-2251. After this short music break, this is the Empowerment Hour.
If any of y'all working,
oh, like praise what? This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9.
What child is this who came to earth, who Mary was born of a virgin birth? What child is this, the Son of Man, from heaven was sent with his plan? Shepherds watch or keeping.
I don't know about you, but he's my everything. King of kings and Lord of lords. Welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I am Jarmin Leitner, your co-host in the studio, joined with Larry Williams and Dr. Danford on the line, who's traveling for this Christmas holiday. We do have a caller
on the... Trying to find Santa Claus in the ghetto.
Are you still keep looking? He's trying to find Santa Claus in the ghetto. So this is our Entrepreneur Corner, and we do have one of our faithful listeners and callers on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Good morning. I want to wish you, your team, Jarman, Larry, Dr. Danford, a Merry Christmas and prosperous New Year.
Thank you.
I appreciate this platform that you give to small business owners and entrepreneurs on each Saturday morning.
Yes, well, thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate calling in and being a part of the show. You know, we love our listeners, and we love our small business owners. Entrepreneurship is something that's not to be taken lightly, so congratulations to you on another year. And you know, we look forward to another year hearing from you and you promoting your business. And what do we have going? Do we have any specials we love?
Well, me and my wife, we talked about it. The whole entire store, Accentuate, is 40% off today.
Okay.
And also, as we talked off the air, we got one of the most beautiful Christmas trees in the Jacksonville Landing courtyard. So definitely, especially if you have family come from out of town, to come out and do a photo op on one of these most beautiful Christmas trees here on the First Coast.
All right. And you said that's down at the Landing?
Did they bring that tree all the way from Seattle?
we'll send a selfie to you some kind of way, lad.
Now, Michael, you said that's out at the Landing?
Yes, at the Landing. So when you come, of course, a lot of people know where the Landing is, the core of downtown, and you can walk in the courtyard. They got this gorgeous, gorgeous Christmas tree. And we've been getting a lot of tourists coming down, taking pictures with their families. So it's exciting, a beautiful Christmas tree. If you guys haven't came down to the Landing to see it yet.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Michael. Again, you're having a sale, 40% off the entire store, and that's today only?
Today only. Okay. And each person have each purchase today have a great, wonderful chance to win some great door prizes as well.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Michael. Y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you guys. Have a safe holiday.
All right.
All right. We'll do that.
Bye.
And speaking about safety and holidays, and you know, if you're traveling and going places, whether it's by land, sea, or air, you know, be safe and be aware of your surroundings. There's a lot going on, and in spite of the fact that it is a holiday and celebrating the birth of Jesus, it's also a time that unscrupulous characters take advantage of folks that aren't paying attention. And, you know, so let's pay attention, be aware of your surroundings, and be safe. That's the main thing.
Yes, and take advantage of any other opportunities locally to, you know, see the Christmas trees that are decorated and the lights. There are a lot of free displays that are out here that you can take and share with your family. So I would encourage you to take your children down to the Landing to see the Christmas tree. So that's supposed to be one of the nicest displays. So that's an opportunity to walk around, maybe do some local shopping as well.
This may be the last chance to see a Christmas tree down at the Landing. I understand that they want to do something different, maybe tear down that place and build something new.
Tear it completely down?
I think the mayor.
Well, that's what I'm hearing. The mayor and the proprietor over there, the owner, Slayman, they're in negotiations, trying to determine what the future holds for the Landing. So, but we'll see. Matter of fact, we've got quite a bit coming up in 2019. I'm looking forward to 2019, Larry. I'm getting excited. We're going to have an announcement here soon. We've got some exciting, you know, we've got an election coming up locally in the spring. And, of course, I'm out there helping and supporting my wife. And since I'm speaking about her, let me just say, look forward to seeing you on Merry Christmas and the kids. I pray that the Lord will allow us to come together safely and enjoy the moment. because nothing is well said,
Doc. And,
you know, and we do have a call on the line. Hold on, guys. I'm sorry. Good morning, caller.
Okay. Hi, this is Terry Jones of TJ and TJ Insurance Agency. We are a family helping families have financial success as they create a budget, become debt-free, get properly insured, and have several streams of income during retirement. I just want to say Merry Christmas to you all. I listen to you all every Saturday on the way to the gym, and
right.
I really
thank
enjoy.
You for listening.
Yes, I really enjoy. You know how you all keep
to
us
on the way
up to date
the,
with what's going on. You know here locally in Jacksonville, and how you all support local businesses.
Well, again, thank you.
You listen to us on the way to the gym.
I believe so. You said you listen to us on the way to the gym.
Yes.
So she promotes physical health. So there we go.
That's great. We love for you to listen to us any way you can. So keep listening and spread the word to the other entrepreneurs that this is a great opportunity for them to call in. And this is our Christmas gift every Saturday morning to our entrepreneurs. Call in and you can get a free shout out to your business.
Yes, and I'm glad so you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Terry. I'm glad you called back in because I was trying to remember what your number was, because our business will be contacting you in the new year to get some information about that general liability and professional liability insurance.
Okay, it's 904-619-5686.
All right. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
So much.
It pays to listen to the Empowerment Hour. You might pick up a client.
Yes, and I just wanted to come back to what Dr. Danford was saying about getting involved in the new year. You're excited about, I guess, the voting that's going to take place in March. So just let our listeners know what voting is coming.
Well, the voting is very important, but there are other things. Jacksonville has been declared an opportunity zone, and we'll talk more about that during the new year. But
we're excited to have some
opportunities to help empower people that are in those neighborhoods that have been unfortunately left behind as it relates to economic development, as it relates to job creation. We need to really roll up our sleeves and address the problems that exist in these communities rather than doing another committee, a lot of lip service.
Amen to that.
We wish Sean Kahn and his project the very best. But we want to make certain that the mayor knows that that is not the only place that needs some help.
Now,
Right now,
March,
absolutely.
Is that what we're voting for? In March, is that the mayor?
Doc, you can fill us in, but that's the primary, right?
Yes, in March.
Okay, in March is the primary
for the city council.
Can I do a shameless shout out?
Okay, for the city council,
for the
mayor.
Primary.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Re-elect Joyce Marvin Danford in the district one. Thank you, Larry.
You know, Larry got your back.
No, seriously, she's doing a great job over there in Arlington, and that's one of those zones that Doc's talking about. There's a lot of opportunity available over there, and she needs your help and your input in trying to implement some of the things that she's been working on since she was elected. We need to get off our butts sometimes and go down and help our council members who are willing to work with us and help improve our community.
Yes, and this particular election, this is where ex-felons will be able to vote. So we encourage them to get
supposedly.
Out. Okay. Supposedly,
they have challenges implementing the process, and
okay.
There again, we need to be on top of these things and make sure that the state and election officials and the county election officials are following through on this new law. So, let's be vigilant and maintain the
the North to make sure that they keep what they're supposed to do and stop making excuses and alibis about why they're not doing it.
Yes, because we don't want March to come and then they're not able to vote. So we do have
January to come when they're not registering them.
Yes, so we do have one more caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. Would you like to give a Christmas shout out to someone?
Yes, to everybody.
Okay, you want to give a Christmas shout out to everybody. Well, thank you so much. You have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Same to you. This is Joshua.
All right, Joshua.
Hey, Joshua. Merry Christmas and Happy
Merry
Holidays
Christmas
to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you and many blessings to each one of you because we are God's children. And my birthday is March 10th, 1995.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Have
All
a great
right.
day.
Thank you.
You too.
All right.
So you can be just like Joshua. I don't know how many more minutes we got, but, Joshua,
2 minutes.
Simon, and Steve, I want to say thank you guys again. Merry Christmas. I want to say a special shout out to Henry Hoot over there at the radio station who's
what about Steve?
Provided
what
us
about
with this format and this opportunity to host our show every Saturday morning. You know, this show could be hosted by many other people, and I'm just thanking God that he chose us to participate in this hour every Saturday and for you and Doc to make the effort to get to the studio or call in wherever we are to make sure that this show goes on every Saturday morning, and Steve for being there religiously working the boards, working the phones and making the show happen. So thank you all. Merry Christmas to all of you and your families and to our listeners and their families.
Yes, and I just want to say Merry Christmas to my family, my husband and my children. Merry Christmas to you all, the Empowerment Hour team, you, Larry, Dr. Danford, and